The Rescue Worker, a lifelong transformational journey of Jesus' apprentices, learning to love, serve, and be like the Master. Experiencing Jesus in the Gospel of Luke with Dr. Douglas Pereira.
Welcome to The Rescue Worker. I'm so glad that you have joined us today for this experience of walking on the footsteps of Jesus Christ in the book of Luke. I want to encourage you to visit our website, therescueworker.com. There you are able to check our social media, have more information about our ministry, connect with us through Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, and podcast as well. We save these lives so you can watch again or share with someone so it can be a blessing for you and for other people. On this journey of the rescue worker, we have a motto for Jesus' apprentices. We are here trying to learn how to love, serve, and be like Jesus. And in order for us to accomplish that, we need to have a clear understanding of our motto, our goal. And that comes from the Bible. So our motto is, you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind. And you must love your neighbor as yourself. That is our motto. That is what we are trying to accomplish. Loving God, loving our neighbor, and loving us. That's powerful. Well, as we walk together in the book of Luke, we have a memory verse from the verses that we are reading throughout the week. We choose one that is a verse that we want to encourage you to memorize. It is good to keep God's word in our heart. And the memory verse from this week, or for this week, is Luke 1:4. So you can be certain of the truth of everything you were taught. Can you repeat with me? So you can be certain of the truth of everything you were taught. Well, every time before we have this moment that we read and try to understand and extract some lessons, practical lessons for our life, we give you some time for reflection, a time for you to prepare yourself to encounter with Jesus Christ. I think it is important for us to have prepare our soul, our mind, to be attentive and to focus in God. So this time, it is so crucial and so important for me. Like, I'm here looking at a camera, trying to think about the points, technical side, and comes to this moment and I say, okay, yes, I'm here doing my devotional time along with some friends, along with you. So let me connect with God because I need to be blessed as well. It's a journey experience together. And we rely on the promise of Hebrews 4:16. So let us come boldly to the throne of our gracious God. There we will receive His mercy and we will find grace to help us when we need it the most. That is the promise, that God is available. He has something special for you and for me, and He wants to bless us. So as we come into His presence through prayer and through Bible study, we know that He has a blessing for you. And I pray that the blessing that He has reserved for you will find you prepared to receive. Remember the parable that Jesus taught about the four kind of soils. The good seed fell in different soils, but just one was a good soil to flourish, to germinate the seed. And somehow we need to prepare the soil of our heart to receive God's blessing and receive His word. So I'll give you 1 minute for you to try to connect with God, to try to put away all the voices and concerns that maybe are consuming you right now, so you can hear and focus in God. So take this minute to speak with God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for having sent Jesus Christ to be our Savior, our example, our Lord. Lord, thank you for giving us the opportunity to get together. I pray that at this moment, we'll listen to your voice, only your voice, through the Bible. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So, this week we are studying the first four verses of book of Luke. We have contemplated that Luke desired to provide a resource so people could have their own faith. We study that Luke probably was the second generation of Christian, and he spent time with Paul, visiting Paul, with Paul and work with Paul, and he had a passion to share Jesus. We learned that Luke had done a research, an investigation, so he could tell the story of Jesus. And today I want to focus some of the themes that Luke highlights on his gospel. So verses 1 to 4. Many people have set out to write accounts about the events that have been fulfilled among us. They use eyewitness reports circulating among us from the early disciples, having carefully investigated everything from the beginning, I also have decided to write an accurate account for you, most honorable Theophilus, so you can be certain of the truth of everything you were taught. And this last verse, verse 4, is our memory verse. So as we talk yesterday, Luke did an investigation. He put together a report about the life of Jesus based on interviewing people, listening to people. And he heard stories. He tried to check them out. He tried to provide the most accurate account. But here I think there's a very important point. Even though he heard and try to put everything together in the most beautiful way, he present his voice or his way of seeing and describing through his perspective. You see, we have four gospels, and each gospel has a different perspective. Some may ask why we need four gospels. Well, because we have four people, and each individual has a different experience with God, a different perspective, even a different goal. And that reflects how you tell the story. For instance, Matthew. Matthew, he's writing, having in mind the Jewish people. His perspective, his context is the Jewish people. So he's concerned how to introduce Jesus to that community that was waiting for so many years the Messiah. So he presents Jesus as the Messiah. For to do that, he quotes the Bible, the Hebrew Bible, many times, because he's telling the story through this perspective that the kingdom of God is here and his king, the Messiah, is here in Jesus Christ. Mark, that probably was the first gospel to be written, is focused on telling the ministry of Jesus. Not per se the life of Jesus, but the ministry of Jesus. So in Mark, we don't find the birth of Jesus. He starts with his baptism, is focusing on some of his ministry, not so much on his family or other aspects, right? He has a perspective. He has a need. So he tells the story based on his perspective, on his need. And that's so powerful and beautiful. John, the Gospel of John probably was the last gospel to be written. And probably the last book to be written. Some scholars suggest that. And the Gospel of John, he's not so concerned to tell the story of Jesus, because we had at least three gospels, right? Matthew, Mark, and Luke already. But John is trying to deal with a theological issue that he was facing in his time, where there's this idea that maybe Jesus was not God. So John tells the story, he gives a report of Jesus focusing and provide evidence that Jesus is God. And he do that through seven signs. So the book is structured in seven signs, where he points out that that's a sign of God, that Jesus is God. So my question for you is, what is the perspective? What is the message that Luke will try to report based on his experience, based on his reality? So because Luke is a second generation of Christian, probably a Gentile, because Luke spent so much time with Paul preaching the gospel to the non-Gentiles. If you remember, the non-Jews, right? If you remember, in Acts chapter 15, another book probably by Luke, we have a report of the Council of Jerusalem. A very important meeting among the leaders of the Christian church, the early Christian church. And there is a kind of a tension there that the church had to dealt with. Christianity was born inside of Judaism. And for many years, the understand was that maybe Christianity was just a faction or a side or a small segment of Judaism, right? So the identity of the Jewish people was kind of blended with Christianism. So there is this concern that, okay, if someone needs to become a Christian, maybe he needs to become a Jewish first. and there's discussion of circumcision and all that. So the church come together in Acts 15 to discuss, well, what is Christianism? What that means to be a Christian? Do I need to be a Jewish person to be a Christian, right? Somehow their reality, their identity was shaping Christianism. And Paul had been focusing preaching the message for those that didn't have a Jewish background. And hearing that some may be imposing someone first to become Jewish and then to become a Christian was challenging for him. And there's this discussion. And at the end of this council that is reported in Acts chapter 15, what we see is a decision. Well, to become a Christian, you don't need to be Jewish. And there is a decision of who would work with which group. So James, that was kind of leading this meeting, James probably the brother of Jesus Christ, he decided and said, okay, Paul, you focus on those that are not from Judaism, and we will focus on the Jewish people. So Paul, you focus on Gentiles, we focus on Jewish people. So Paul had invested his life in telling the story to those that had no Jewish, let's say, perspective, have not been aware of Jesus. Right? Because if you remember, for those that are Jewish, they are listening or hearing about this Nazarene preaching and doing things, right? Could be he a Messiah or a rebel. So the story of Jesus is circulating among the Jewish community, but not so much among the Gentile. So Luke being a Gentile, Luke being following Paul and seeing the need, Luke tries to bring a detailed report, not just about the ministry, but the life of Jesus. That's the reason Luke tells the story of the birth of Jesus. Just two Gospels do that, Matthew and Luke. But Luke is so concerned with details, right? And to tell the story and give a broad view that he shares even before Jesus is born, right? And even the Gospel of Luke starts with the birth of John the Baptist, right? He gives more details. So of all four Gospels, Luke probably is the one that provides more details, because he's telling the story of Jesus to people that are not aware of Jesus. Another aspect that we need to see here is that Luke presents a report of Jesus that is the most inclusive account of Jesus. What I mean by that? Luke focuses on women. Luke lists the name of some of the female disciples of Jesus. Luke is concerning to present that the first one to receive the news that Jesus was risen was were women. Luke was concerned to tell the story that women were important. And remember, at the time, women were not considered. He reports and focuses how Jesus spent time with the poor, the outcast, the neglected. Not that the other Gospels don't mention that, but Luke highlights that. He highlights that to say that God is inclusive. He includes Gentile as he includes Jewish. Yes, the Jewish people had an important role in God's plan. But here we see that the Gentiles have an opportunity to receive God's love as well. Using the Jewish people to accomplish the mission doesn't mean that God didn't love the Gentiles. That his concept. God loved him and he was not Jewish, Luke is saying. And God has a plan for us. And that's the reason when we go to Luke genealogy of Jesus, right? We have two genealogies of Jesus. Matthew presents one and Luke presents another one. In Matthew, what we see is Matthew presenting and starting his genealogy with Abraham. Well, if he's telling the story of Jesus on his context, on his perspective, telling to the Jewish people, yeah, he needs to hit Father Abraham. He needs to go to King David, right? He's there to present, hey guys, he's from the Jewish people. He comes from the roots, the proper roots. But when Luke goes to tell the genealogy of Jesus, he doesn't start with Abraham. He starts with Adam. He starts with the beginning, saying that Jesus, God, is for everyone. It's an inclusive gospel. And Luke is a gospel that is inclusive, but also a gospel that presents Jesus as the rescue worker. That's right. More than ever, we see Luke on this theme that Jesus came to save what is lost. We have Luke chapter 15, where we have three parables of Jesus. The parable of the lost lamb, the parable of the lost coin, and the parable of the prodigal son. And just for instance, one of my favorite Bible verses, Luke 19:10, shares the mission of Jesus Christ and says, "For the Son of Man came to seek and save those who are lost." So Luke is concerned to present Jesus as the rescue worker, to save, to seek who are lost. I tell you, as I spend time in the Gospel of Luke, Luke has been becoming my favorite gospel. All these perspectives are very appealing and speak to my heart. But here, a very important aspect. Luke spoke and count and tell the account of Jesus based on his perspective. He has a different perspective than Matthew, Mark, and John. And here, it's a beautiful thing, because God allows us to have our own perspective, our own experience with Him and of Him. And that's crucial. We live in a society that sometimes they want to impose a way to do things, right? We see the challenge of having multiple ideas and thoughts, and we want to impose what we see appropriate or fit. We don't like to have others there. We don't know how to handle very well difference or different opinions or perspectives. But what we see based on those four gospels is four different perspectives. And God allows that. There is no the right perspective, the right way, but there are different ways that you can connect with God and you can experience God, and that's you. And sometimes we feel some people try to impose, needs to be this way, needs to be this experience, needs to be that way. And my dear, you need to have your own experience. And that is valid. You need to have your own walk with God, your own story with God. And you need to share your story, not somebody else's story, but your story, your walk, being you, who God has formed and shaped you to be. And that is so beautiful. The story, the experience of Jesus should be a different story for each person, because each person has a unique walk with Jesus. And we should celebrate that diversity. We should encourage that diversity. We should hear the voice of everyone. The Gospel of Luke is the gospel of the woman, the poor, the outcast, the foreigner. Yes, Luke is the one that focuses more on telling the story of people that are not from the Jewish people and their relationship with God, because God had a plan for them. So my question for you is, how are you presenting Jesus? What's the perspective that you are presenting? Are your perspective, are your experience similar to Luke's experience, where is an inclusive God, a loving God that came to save, to Luke, who are lost? An experience that goes after the outcast, the neglected, that goes against the abuse, that goes against injustice. That is the gospel of Luke, his experience. Luke represents a loving God that is an inclusive God. What's your perspective and what you have been sharing? That's a good question that we need to reflect. And I pray that somehow we reflect Jesus, his love, and his care. Let's bow our heads and let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your blessings. Thank you for the Gospel of Luke, a gospel that presents Jesus as the Jesus for all, a gospel that presents Jesus as the one coming for everyone, including everyone, kids, women, foreigners, outcasts, poor. Thank you, Lord. Thank you because this love has reached out to us and we can experience this love. I pray that everyone will have their own experience and will share their own experience. Help us, Lord, to respect other people's experience and celebrate this diversity. Give us a great day, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. Don't forget the questions. So maybe based on these thoughts that I share with you, try to answer the 7 questions that we provide to you. What is happening in this passage? What stuck out to me? What can I learn about God and His kingdom? In what ways has Jesus loved and served? How should I love and serve according to Jesus' example? What specific steps can I take to apply these lessons in my life? And how can I share these lessons with others? May God bless you today. And don't forget that God is a loving God that includes you and me. And He loves you and loves me. Let's be God for other people. Let's learn how to love, serve, and be like Jesus. May God bless you, and I hope to see you tomorrow.
Experiencing Jesus in the Gospel of Luke.